Chinese firms.
据中国关注半导体产业的网站新宇17日发文分析，中国一年消失超过5700家芯片公司的原因，包括若干没经验的业者之前投入于半导体这门生意纯粹凑热闹，一旦发现无利可图就收手。但美国针对中国半导体的出口管制也对于中国芯片公司的业绩和信心造成极为显著的影响。
Yangtze Memory, China's leading flash memory manufacturer, has reduced its production volume and planned to lay off 10% of employees 2 months after being included on Washington's entity list of export control in December. Its plan for a new factory in Wuhan has also been suspended.
中国储存型快闪存储器龙头长江存储被美国列入出口管制的实体清单两个月后，传出裁员一成并削减生产设备订单，武汉新厂计划也宣告暂缓。
Liu Peichen, Director of the Industrial Economics Database of the Taiwan Institute of Economic Research, told the Epoch Times on February 18th that the first reason for the large-scale bankruptcy of Chinese chip companies is the U.S.-China technology war. The United States' various export controls on China's semiconductors continued to tighten last year. Even if Chinese companies have subsidies from the government, their overall operations will be shut down.
台湾经济研究院产经数据库总监刘佩珍18日对大纪元表示，中国芯片企业大规模注销，第一个原因就是美中科技战。美国对于中国在半导体方面的各项管制在去年持续升温，中国企业即便有来自政府的补贴，在整体的营运上也会出现停摆。
On August 9, 2022, President Joe Biden officially signed the Chips and Science Act 2022. In addition to promoting the development of the domestic semiconductor industry, it stipulates that chip companies that have received subsidies from the U.S. government are not to be allowed to invest in the semiconductor industry in China.
去年8月9日，美国总统拜登正式签署2022年芯片和科技法案，其内容除促进国内半导体产业发展外，拿了美国政府补贴的资金的芯片企业将不能在中国投资半导体产业。
Liu told the Epoch Times that the relationship between the United States and China is still relatively tense, and the United States' control over China's semiconductors will continue to increase in the future. Other countries are also facing the problem of choosing sides between the United States and China. If Chinese chip companies want to find some resources overseas, whether it is cooperation in talent or technology, they will face difficulties.
刘佩珍对大纪元表示，问题是美中关系还是比较紧张，美方对中国在半导体方面的管制未来还是有增无减，且各国也面临选边站的一个问题。中国业者想要在海外寻求一些资源，不管是在人才或是技术上的合作，都会有困难。
Liu said that the second reason for the mass bankruptcies in China's chip industry is the downturn of China's economy. Last year, China continued to implement zero COVID controls, including lockdowns. In addition to affecting the production side, more importantly, it had a major negative effect on the demand side, including PC consumer electronics and smartphones.
刘佩珍说，中国芯片业低迷的第二个原因就是中国经济景气面的下修。去年中国持续采取疫情封控，除了对生产面有影响，更重要是对需求端产生重大负面效应，包括 PC 消费型电子、智慧型手机，去年整体表现都比较差。
Henry Wu, an economist in Taiwan, told the Epoch Times that because All the key technologies of chips are outside mainland China. China hasn't established its own industrial system to produce them yet.
就中国芯片企业一年注销5746家，台湾总体经济学家吴家龙对大纪元分析说，因为芯片所有关键技术都在外面，中国还来不及建立自己的整套产业聚落的系统。
Wu said that the production process of the entire semiconductor industry is divided into many stages. Each stage has different country that has a leading advantage, but no one can lead the entire process except U.S. companies.
Wu Jialong 表示，整个半导体产业的生产环节分成很多个段落，每一个段落有不同的国家来具备主导性的优势。可是谁都没有办法主导整个流程，整个流程是美国企业在负责。
Wu said, under this competitive situation, China must cooperate with the United States to improve Sino-US relations before it is possible to develop its semiconductor industry. But Xi Jinping is now fighting against the US and wants to compete for world domination,So, of course, the United States is blocking Chinese companies on semiconductor development.
吴家龙表示，在这种竞争态势之下，中国必须跟美国合作，搞好中美关系，才有可能发展半导体产业。可是，习近平现在跟美国对着干，要争夺世界大权，所以美国当然在半导体这边封杀中国企业。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show, the music section. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Sam Outlaw, and it's called Everyone's Looking for Home.The song is from his album titled Tender Heart, which was released on May 12th, 2017. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉千的秀。现在呢，到了我们加拿大音乐人的发行的最新专辑欣赏时间，那首先要推荐给大家的是 Sam Outlaw 演唱的这首歌曲，名字叫做 Everyone's Looking for Home。
For answers. nothing and you still feel senseless. It's 'cause everyone's looking for home. In a garden that won't grow. So if your journey ends but the road seems endless, it's 'cause everyone's looking for home. And everyone's looking.
请大家欣赏由加拿大音乐人 Michael Slow 和 J.C. Stewart 演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Assemblage。 Next is a music piece performed by Michael Slow and J.C. Stewart, and it's called Assemblage, which is fromTheir album released in April 2017 titled Live at the National Gallery. Thank you.
Thank you.
到真心，轻轻照亮我的心。每一夜当万物都宁静，只有我和你在梦里。多么神奇，多么甜蜜，生命中有你。两手相携，两心相依，我为你什么都愿意。当我遇见你，爱是如此神奇。别担心，当有风也有雨，淋湿了你，让我深深拥着你，轻轻擦干你泪滴。别怀疑，不管你在哪里，都会有我的真心陪着你。多么神奇，多甜蜜，多么感激，生命中有你。两手相携，两心相依，我为你什么都愿意。当我遇见你，爱是如此神奇，如此神奇。当我遇见你，让我告诉你，
which means love is a miracle, and it's vocaled by Andy New. 刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由刘德华演唱的《爱如此神奇》。接下来，请大家欣赏陈淑华演唱的《改换》。Next is a song vocaled by 陈淑华 and it's called.改换 which means make changes.
因为这小屋中有一位姑娘，所以她的简陋变成了天堂。因为这姑娘有一颗放心，所以她的憔悴变成了青春。
for today's music section is called 那种心动的感觉 and it's performed by 高明君 and 陈爱妹 The song can be translated as that feeling of heartbeat and we wish everyone a happy weekend please tune in next weekAnd same time on CJSF 90.1 FM. 今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由高明君和陈爱妹演唱的《那种心动的感觉》。感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快。我们下个星期同一时间在这空中相会。
见你依然是那种心跳的感觉多少日子我迷失在回忆里你给予我的一切梦里也曾寻觅